And now for your weekly sports and rec update, we have SDPB's very own Nate Weck in the Sioux Falls studio with us today. Nate, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori. How's it going today?
It's fine. So just a quick update from the last time you were here, Washington High School lost. So one of the records is already no longer seeking a record.
Yeah, it ends at 35. So, Roosevelt won that one 29-0. Give it hats off to Roosevelt. One thing with Washington is you never know exactly what's going to happen the rest of the way. And if there's any program that can bounce back from something like that, it's probably them.
And maybe even a good lesson for them at that point when, you know, because we are talking high school students here. It's nice to have that kind of run, but it's also nice to say, you know, this is the character of athletics. And for those kids who are learning way more than how to win at football, it's maybe not such a bad thing, which is not what you want to hear when you're 17. But
right. And well, now the pressure's kind of off of that win streak, so they can kind of just go take one game at a time now and try to achieve the ultimate goal, which for every football team in South Dakota is to win a state championship.
There you are. All right, Nate, what's up for this week?
Well, college football now got going. NFL season starts tomorrow with the NFL kickoff game, and then it's the week one on Sunday. But this past week was the big kickoff week for college football, including then that were two local games with South Dakota State and USD playing up a division, playing FBS teams, which was the football bowl division. South Dakota State University was in Ames to take on Iowa State, and USD was in Manhattan to take on K-State in Kansas. So couple things to note here. One game happened, one didn't. The University of South Dakota had a 24-12 lead going into the fourth quarter. K-State came back to win that 27-24. Missed field goal at the end of regulation. Kind of shattered the hopes for the Coyotes. But, I mean, to lose by 3 points to an FBS opponent like that, it was one heck of a showing for USD at that level. And they actually now bumped into the top 25 for the FCS rankings because of that. So they lost the game, but moved up into the top 25 because of that performance. I think they're currently ranked in that 23 spot.
All right. So what was so strong at that point? Offense, defense, special teams, just the whole package USD brought to the table?
Yeah, I think they... I think they came out swinging, and I don't know if K-State was thinking that it was going to be a little bit easier than it was, but it really wasn't the case. So, yeah.
It's Washington and Roosevelt, although I don't think Washington thought Roosevelt would be easy. But
yeah, right. I mean, I think, looking at high school, I think that could potentially be who you see at the Dome in November, potentially, if you want my honest opinion. But obviously a long season to go, and injuries can happen and things like that, too. Different players spark up at different times and things like that. Sure. But USD had that 24-12 lead going into the fourth quarter. Everybody's like, oh, what's going to happen? And then the K-State ended up sneaking away with the victory. But it gives a lot of teams both positives for both teams moving forward. But on the flip side, SDSU at Ames, that was a night game. Much like Nebraska, this game got canceled, and it was because of lightning in the area. And I was actually in Ames for the game because I've heard that it's a lot of fun to go to Iowa State to watch football games. And the game did not happen. 4 minutes and 5 seconds into the game, there's a lightning strike, happened behind me. So of course I'm like, where are the players going? Why are they leaving the field? I don't see anything. And they're like, oh, there was lightning right up here on the, on the east side of the stadium that was within the radius of 8 miles. So they had to clear out the stadium. And after about 2.5 hours worth of continuous delay without the players coming back onto the field, they finally just canceled it and called the game. However, the one unique part of this is South Dakota State will still get paid $425,000 by Iowa State for going to that game. A lot of times when there's an FBS opponent, the football bowl subdivision versus somebody from the FCS, which is what USD and SDSU are in, the football championship subdivision. So there's like two tiers of Division I football in the United States. Basically, the FBS schools will pay for a FCS school or a lower level school to come there. There's a bunch of different reasons for that. We don't have to necessarily get into all of them. But the bottom line is SDSU will still get paid $525,000. Different than the Nebraska-Akron game, which also got canceled, because in the contract of that game, it said if any kind of weather prohibits the game from taking place, the money would not have to be paid. Well, this contract that Iowa State and SDSU had didn't have that. So South Dakota State still will receive their pay, and they walk out without a loss, which is ultimately kind of what this is all about. The FBS versus FCS is we're basically paying you to come here and then to take a loss, and then we'll get a win and move on. But five FCS opponents though did beat FBS opponents this week. Right. That's kind of what happened.
All right. Do we have time for our time is short, Nate, for any of the coaches here?
Yeah. Well, time's short this week, but we'll get to some more great stuff next week. Got the Sanford International tournaments coming up here in a couple weeks too. We'll have some great content for that. It's a busy September, October, and November, so it's going to be fun on the sports end of things.
All right. Keep yourself out of the lightning, Nate.
Yeah. Sounds good.